In the headlines, a total of 89 medical emergencies formed the majority of incidents requiring emergency response over the just concluded weekend. A nominal increase in the cost of individual LPG cylinders has been recorded following the announcement of adjustments in the price of petroleum products on Ireland. And a weekend changing of the guard at the National Cricket Association has resulted in the election of a new president. Details coming up.
Stores Home is now open in the South. We're at the Gablewoods Mall in Latuni. Bed and bath items, small and large appliances, furniture, electronics, and much more. Plus, higher purchase, free delivery island-wide. Don't forget to earn your points when you swipe your Massey card. Shop for all the essentials for your home at Massey Stores Home in the South at Gablewoods Mall in Latuni.
Honey, I just looked at the insurance for the house and realized that you put the stated value to be less than half of what the realtor says it's worth?
Yeah, I did that on purpose to keep the premium down.
But you do realize that if anything happens, we could only build back half of the house, right?
Boy, don't insure half your home. Being underinsured is as bad as not being insured. Get a certified appraiser to assess your property and make sure you insure it at the correct rebuild value. Hon, what are you doing with a tape measure?
I'm checking to see where you're going to sleep in your half a house.
Natural Insurances. Fast, fair, and always there.
Your home is a reflection of who you are. And you can make it perfect with M&C Home Depot. Quality products at great prices. Everything you need, you're sure to find it. For the best service, you can count on us. Experience you can trust.
M&C.
And now with the details of the news, I am Kiba Talium. A total of 89 medical emergencies form the majority of incidents requiring emergency response over the just concluded weekend. Divisional officer with the St. Lucia Fire Service, David Antoine, detailed the response issued by fire and emergency officers.
On the weekend of November 29th to December 2nd, the fire department responded to a total of 98 ambulance calls, of which 89 were medical emergencies. The nature of these incidents included 9 motor vehicle accidents, 4 physical assaults, and 1 shooting incident. On Saturday, November 30th, at approximately 2:24 a.m., fire officers from the Viewfort Fire Station responded to a shooting incident at Burrsville, Viewfort. On arrival at the scene, emergency personnel attended to a young male for a bullet wound to the head. He was assessed and found unresponsive with negative vitals. The victim was subsequently transported to the St. George Hospital, where he was later pronounced dead by a medical practitioner. On Saturday, November 30th, at approximately 10:18 a.m., fire officers from the Babano Fire Station responded to a motor vehicle accident at Rodney Heights between a car and a motorcycle. On arrival at the scene, emergency personnel assessed and treated the rider of the motorcycle for abrasions above the body. He was subsequently transported to the Victoria Hospital for further medical care.
Divisional officer with the St. Lucia Fire Service, David Antoine. Meanwhile, one man is reported to be in police custody in connection with Saturday's dancehall murder in Vieux-Fort, the fatal shooting of 24-year-old Lyndon George. A nominal increase in the cost of LPG cylinders has been recorded following the announcement of adjustments in the price of petroleum products on Ireland. The changes issued by the Department of Commerce earlier today have been described as being in keeping with fluctuations in international oil prices and government application of the modified market pass-through petroleum pricing mechanism. An adjustment in the price of diesel has also been noted, with changes taking effect from today, Monday, December 2nd, 2019. At present, gasoline remains unchanged at $2.91 per litre, or $13.24 per gallon. Kerosene remains unchanged at $1.79 per litre, or $8.12 per gallon. Diesel decreased from $2.94 to $2.92 per litre, or $13.37 to $13.29 per gallon. The 20-pound cylinder increased from $32.01 to $32.12 per cylinder. The cost of the 22-pound cylinder has increased from $35.49 to $35.61 per cylinder. The 100-pound cylinder increased from $203.89 to $204.42 per cylinder. Subsequent adjustments to the retail price of fuel products will be announced on Monday, December 23rd, 2019. Resumption of normal operations have been marked by the Water and Sewage Authority following Friday's suspension of service. On Friday, the presence of fumes from an unidentified source within the offices of Wasco and the vicinity of Lance Road resulted in the evacuation of a nearby educational institution and suspension of services at the organization, as well as a nearby petrol station, while further investigation into the nature and source of the fumes were conducted. According to Marketing and Communication Officer Cherianne Williams, with the conclusion of the necessary checks, remedial efforts have been undertaken.
Today, Monday, December 2nd, normal operations have resumed at the Water and Sewage Company headquarters at Lance Road. I know that on Friday, there was a little bit of a scare for the staff who came in to the strong smell of gasoline in the building. They had to evacuate, and eventually, the workers were dismissed. However, remedial measures have been taken at the facility, and as we have been told by the authorities, which include the fire service and H&L Environmental, all is well, and we have received the green light to go ahead and resume operations. Our customer services and cash departments are, of course, open, and customers wishing to come in to make their payments or to report their queries and concerns, their complaints, can do so at our Lance Road office since we are open.
Mrs. Williams also disclosed that while no immediate cause has been determined, a hypothesis was made.
We were able to meet over the weekend with the authorities to do a final sweep and a final check of the building. And based on the discussions, we can see that they could find no immediate source for this smell. However, considering the fact that we are pretty close to a gas station, what was deduced from the discussions is that the gaseous form of the fuel may have entered Wasco's facility, and as a result, the smell was there. There was no space for it to escape the building and so on. But all is well. The staff seem to have resumed their duties with ease, and customers, of course, can come in for business today.
Marketing and Communication Officer at Wasco, Cherianne Williams. A weekend changing of the guard at the National Cricket Association has resulted in the election of a new president. President of the association, speaking to Mr. Joseph Reds Pereira in the wake of his recent election, described the experience thus far as euphoric.
Well, first of all, Cara Henry, one has to say congratulations. What is it like now being the president of the St. Lucia Cricket Association?
Well, it's been a very intriguing, very interesting, very hardworking time. And now that the election is over, the pace has not dropped in terms of, interacting with a lot of different people calling to congratulate me, calling to wish me all the best. And I've even been contacted by people in the government, people from around the region. That has been the experience. And yes, it's been euphoric as well. I've enjoyed it.
Well, you did, in fact, indicate during the week that you had campaigned heavily and you thought you had had at least 10 of the affiliates to support you. It turned out to be a very tight election. You won 9-8. Were you surprised that you didn't have a wider victory?
Well, first of all, let me correct the vote result. It was 8-7, not 9-8. I would say that I was nervous in terms of hearing the results coming through and wondering if I would even prevail. I'm a bit concerned that despite the rumblings during the campaign period, and I guess that happens from the various affiliates, that the numbers still turn out to be that close, because you one and all, with one voice, there was this one song that, hey, you know, we've had enough of what's going on now, we want change.
Newly elected president of the St. Lucia Cricket Association, Mr. Carol Henry, speaking with veteran sportscaster Joseph Reds Ferreira, crediting his predecessor as an individual who has contributed significantly to the organization throughout his tenure as president. Mr. Henry commended the efforts of immediate past president, Mr. Julian Charles. The newly elected executive will serve for a period of 2 years. Now to the regional news developments, brought to you with the kind compliments of Tire Zone.
Getting brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. Tire Zone also stock tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195, and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Tire Zone.
This is the Carib Update News of Service. I am Wendy Chateau reporting. Major parties swamped highly contested seats in the East in the final weekend of campaigning ahead of Friday's scheduled elections in Dominica. This is the big story we're tracking this hour on Monday, December 2, 2019. Details of this story and more straight ahead. Now for the details. The two major political parties in Dominica were engaged in a busy day of public events on the final weekend of campaigning ahead of Friday's vote, with the bulk of the activities centered in the East. The activities of both the incumbent Dominica Labour Party and the challenger United Workers Party suggest that both camps think some of the closest races are in the east of the country. The UWP held a meeting in the constituency of Castle Bruce, while the DLP was in Salibia in the Carib Territory. There have been suggestions that these two seats, in addition to the other two constituencies in the area, La Plaine and Grand Fur, could be considered battleground areas. Dominicans are set to vote on Friday, though there is a motion in the courts to be heard late Monday seeking to stop it. While expressing confidence about victory, Lennox Linton said that they are determined not to allow the elections to be held until their concerns about the final lists are addressed.
No election on this list. And what the gentleman is talking about, is the list of electors that has been published by the Electoral Commission, which they claim to be the final list, but in respect of which your United Workers Party Team Dominica has raised 1,343 objections, which have not been dealt with, which have not been resolved. Our position is that the list cannot be considered final before the objections that we have legitimately raised within the law are dealt with and are dealt problem.
Dominica's Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt said the opposition is seeking to make an excuse for what he calls their pending defeat. In a related development, a speaker at one of the final rallies of the Dominica Opposition United Workers Party has raised the specter of protests should the incumbent Dominica Labour Party win Friday's general election. Val Cuffey, a well-known pharmacist, businessman and promoter who once was associated with the DLP, mounted the opposition platform to warn about concerns about Friday's vote.
If it is shown that he has stolen the election, he will suffer the same fate as the now ousted leader, president of Bolivia, his friend. And yes, we will ask the OAS to help us if we have to.
In Trinidad and Tobago, local government elections are being held Monday, which watchers say could be an early indication as to the popularity of the government ahead of general elections widely expected next year. While a number of smaller parties are contesting some of the boroughs, the contest is mainly a fight between the ruling People's National Party of Prime Minister Keith Rowley and the United National Congress of Kamla Prasad Bisesar. This is Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service. In more news, Suriname's president, Desi Bouterse, said he was victim of a political game when he returned home on Sunday after a court found him guilty of murder in absentia for the 1982 execution of 15 activists in the former Dutch colony. The court on Friday sentenced Bouterse, who was on an official visit to China, to 20 years in prison for the murder of 15 adversaries who spoke out against his seizure of power in a February 1980 coup. Bouterse, who has dominated Suriname's politics in recent decades, has denied the charges. He is able to appeal the decision. The former military officer returned to Suriname on Sunday before dawn and was greeted by a crowd of some 1,500 supporters dressed in purple, the color of his National Democratic Party. Many shouted, quote, "We want Bouta," unquote, his nickname, as security struggled to control them. The 74-year-old Bouterse said during a news conference at a nearby resort that he will stay within the law and regulations, but said politics needs to be answered with politics. He promised to consult with the leaders of his National Democratic Party. Opposition parties have called for Bouterse to step down. The military tribunal that issued the ruling has not served an arrest warrant, and it remains unclear whether Bouterse will serve any jail time. Bouterse led the South American country through the 1980s as head of a military government, then assumed office again in general elections 2010, and secured re-elections 5 years later. Two entertainers, an educator and a former U.S. Attorney General, are the recipients of Barbados's newest and highest national awards. The awards were announced for the country's 51st independence anniversary. Musical icon Anthony Nicholas Mighty Gabby Carter, leader of the world-famous Merry Men, Charles Emil Straker, principal of the Cave Hill campus of the University of the West Indies, UWI, Professor Violet Udine Barreto, and former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder are those named. The Order of Freedom of Barbados, constituted in August of this year to run parallel with the British version of Knight of St. Andrew, is being conferred on Gabby for his seminal work in music, in particular, his contribution to the art form of calypso. U.S. composer Irvin Berge, who helped popularize Caribbean music with songs such as Deo, Island in the Sun, Jamaica Farewell, and Mary's Boy Child, is dead. Berge, who was 95, also composed the national anthem of Barbados. However, he was best known for helping singer Harry Belafonte bring calypso music to the mainstream with Deo, a song also sometimes called Daylight Come
We Wanna Go Home. Bergy went on to write 8 of the 11 songs on Belafonte's 1956 album, Calypso, which was the first album in the U.S. to sell more than a million copies. The well-known composer, whose songs have sold more than 100 million records worldwide, died in the U.S. on Friday as a result of complications from heart failure. During his career, he also worked with artists including Chuck Berry and Sam Cooke. This has been another edition of Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service, the Caribbean's newsroom. I am Wendy Chateau.
The 1 p.m. time check is brought to you exclusively by Axel Finance.
Bring home happiness. Axel Finance. This Christmas I want a loan. Axel Finance. I can win stuff for my room. Axel Finance. Finally curtains for my room. Axel Finance. I go with Axel Finance. Ready in a way. So fridge, washer, love some home appliances. From now till December. It's joy and happiness. It's for every family member. That's what Christmas is. With Axel Finance. Bring home happiness.
Let me go.
Finally, I can get the loan I need. Axel Finance is giving away home appliances.
Visit Axel Finance or call us today at 450-8222. Terms and conditions apply.
Bring home happiness.
The regional news was brought to you with the kind compliments of Tire Zone.
Getting brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. Tire Zone also stocks tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195, 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram.
To end the news, a recap of the headlines. A total of 89 medical emergencies formed the majority of incidents requiring emergency response over the just concluded weekend. A nominal increase in the cost of individual LPG cylinders has been recorded following the announcement of adjustments in the price of petroleum products on Ireland. And a weekend changing of the guard at the National Cricket Association has resulted in the election of a new president. This has been the Midday News Edition. I'm Kiba Talium. Good afternoon.